Chronicles. As always, I am your most excellent host, the Heathen Machine. Back for another episode, number 10, actually technically number 11, but whatever. Hot day here in southern Missouri. Hot with humidity to match. So summer in this part of the country is definitely here. We've been getting tons and tons of rain. So now the mushrooms are popping. I'm in the foothills of the Ozarks here in southeastern Missouri, and it's rained a lot, so everything is greening. I mean, this whole area turns into a jungle, and unfortunately right now the mosquitoes are out, so I'm gonna have to wage war against these fucking mosquitoes. But that's life way out in the middle of kind of nowhere. Ticks and mosquitoes, feel like you're in a semi-tropical area, you know, with the vegetation. Viney crops do really well here, so squash and zucchini and, you know, bean poles, pole beans and nasturtiums, but anything viney and sunflowers, they do really well here, and so does weed. So yeah. So this past weekend, pretty active night of fights. I watched the UFC 274, I think it was 274, with that crazy Chandler Ferguson fight. Holy shit. That fight saved that whole card. Because that Rose fight was terrible. Carlos Sparza, that was awful. But Oliveira, still, he's the champ. He's still the champ. I don't see anyone matching him right now, but I guess we'll see. Canelo Alvarez lost. And I think I read somewhere they already initiated a rematch clause, so that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But yeah, back to the homestead and all the rain we've been getting. I'm getting close to needing to transplant all of my starts. They've gotten really big, and it's getting really close to them having to get put into the ground. So I'm just waiting on gathering up dirt because I'm going to be doing mostly raised beds this year, and then probably next year I'll do a till or some sort of in-ground planting. My chickens are getting bigger. You know, I post stories of them on Instagram. And it's cool to it's just cool to see them grow from these furry little like things with legs into these fully feathered birds that are going to lay you eggs in this incredibly nutrient dense and healthy form of biomass, you know, food. But anyway, so what I wanted to I posted a Reels on Instagram about the tactical athlete. And I thought that'd be a pretty good topic to go into a little bit more detail on, just really kind of in broad strokes, but enough to hopefully let all of you understand sort of the realm that I see myself kind of working in terms of like where you would see yourself in a fitness space. You know, there's this corner that comprises, you know, this vigorous strength conditioning protocol that has these elements of strongman and kind of all the best of all the programs combined together for the tactical athlete, you know, the first responder, military, the law enforcement officer. But it definitely goes beyond even that subset where you I think anybody should want to be able to be mobile and agile, strong, conditioned. And while you might not be a proficient bodybuilder, proficient power lifter, Olympic lifter, you'll be a very well-rounded athlete, you know, with attributes that can be used in many, many situations, from the extreme to the boring. You know, we were made to run, you know, to jump, to carry weight, to fight, sprint, to swim, crawl, and climb. Humanity, using its incredible physical capabilities, you know, our intuitive minds, to evolve from living on the plains and in the forests, using our physical attributes to survive into cities and suburbs. We weren't made to sit around and get fat and lazy. I mean, that's just not what we were meant for. We're not supposed to sit at a desk or stare at bright screens for hours a day. Now, the tactical athlete understands this, or they have to understand this, because the tactical athlete is most likely in a line of work that requires physical and mental prowess, or simply is someone who wants to be a well-rounded, well-conditioned, physically strong human being capable of physically and mentally adapting to scenarios both extreme and mundane. You know, for so long, it seems that society has looked at athletic capability as something to watch, entertain, be a spectacle of, but never cultivate it or bring in elements of that into their physical activity. Yet people spend endless hours in a commercial gym to look like a bodybuilder, which is technically a type of athlete, but also is probably the least functional athlete of them all. I mean, society now relies far too much on convenience. And with more convenience, better technology, we gain so much. But who stops to ask, what are we losing? And it seems like we're losing this innate ability as humans to be mobile, to be more mentally durable. It just seems like we're just sort of detaching from those elements. It's like we're leaving them behind, like we left the forests and plains behind us in our ancient past. Anyway, so what is a tactical athlete? You hear that word a lot, right? I mean, it seems like you see it everywhere. You see functional fitness, functional training. Everyone's pushing something with this tactical bent. Well, most would associate the tactical athlete with the law enforcement professional, those in the military, or anyone who fills a first responder role, or any group of professionals who require unique and often unorthodox methods of training. But the tactical athlete isn't exclusively embedded within the military first responder space. I mean, anyone, as far as I'm concerned, can benefit from training in a way that makes them more physically prepared. I mean, I get it. People want big arms, big chests, some abs, a firm butt, and whatever visually pleasing thing that like makes them feel better. But having these things, like big arms and a ripped stomach, won't make you a better tactical athlete. It might make you a better bodybuilder if that's your goal, but that's not our goal here. The tactical athlete must be well-versed across the board. And this means the tactical athlete's training program has to reflect this. The tactical athlete who takes these demands seriously that will need an approach that exists way outside traditional bodybuilding and powerlifting programs you see in most gyms and commercial gyms across everywhere. But you have to remember that the tactical athlete isn't training for a powerlifting meet or a bodybuilding show or the CrossFit games. The tactical athlete trains to carry, drag, or pull loads for distance, often while wearing cumbersome gear like plate carriers and packs and weapons, and or firefighters, you know, have their gear and whatever it is that they're wearing. The tactical athlete's most important objective should and will always be to build and maintain a durable base that can be further built upon with more specific skill sets. Okay, so that's cool, but what's this base, right? For that, there's three letters, GPP, or General Physical Preparation. Now, the way most of you see me train is me training with this in mind. I'm not doing anything too specific, yet I'm training through a variety of planes, angles, modalities, motions. I'm working on my strength, my explosiveness, my speed, my durability. I even throw in some combatives work. So I'm hitting my conditioning at every workout. Again, there's nothing too specific or too technical, because the technical stuff comes later. And let's say you're a tactical athlete who is in a profession such as law enforcement, then those skills come in this through academies and, you know, using weapons and things like that, and the mechanics and everything involved with that. General physical preparation can be looked at as a sort of all-encompassing state of physical fitness and preparedness, right? GPP seeks to increase the capacity of the heart and lungs, to build muscular strength and endurance, to build your work capacity up, mobility, flexibility, power, and not only build it, but maintain it. This preparation, this general physical preparation, is vital because it gives the tactical athlete the confidence in knowing what their body is capable of. Another important aspect of general physical preparation for the tactical athlete is injury reduction and mitigation. You can't prevent injury, but they happen. But when you build that solid base, you can at least cut down on the risks and the chances of injuries happening. And maybe if they do, I suppose the goal would be that your conditioning is such that you would heal quicker than most, you know, because your body is healthy and has the capability to repair itself. Now, here's where the traditional athlete and tactical athlete go their separate ways, because really, I would say the tactical athlete, I mean, falls under the umbrella of just the general athlete who's also training for general physical preparation. Like, take an MMA fighter. It's a risky sport. Chance of injury is high. And while it seems crazy to go into a ring or octagon or mats and fight, and but there's always referees, there's rules, you know, it's a very structured event. But the reality of the tactical athlete is very different. The tactical athlete always operates in this real world setting where rules don't always apply or exist, or nobody's going to fucking follow them. So a tactical athlete has to be mentally and physically prepared to handle these chaotic and dangerous and sometimes violent situations. There's no time limits or referees to call a stoppage, no judges or points to determine a winner. There's no off season. So the tactical athlete only has their general physical preparation and specific job skills to use in these situations. You know, the tactical athlete doesn't know who the enemy is or what the emergency will be until it happens and they're in the middle of it. You have to be able to react instantly. Losing as a tactical athlete doesn't mean a loss on your record, right? It can mean death to you and those around you. And so that's sort of the grim reality of the tactical athlete. But this is why it's important that this style of training be undertaken by anyone who wants to have that same level of preparation, because life itself is unpredictable. You don't have to be in the military or law enforcement or first responder to train like one, to train like an athlete. Because frankly, life is just a giant tactical experience. At least that's one way you can look at it. You know, everything we do is weighed against risk, reward, even if I'm not really conscious of it. At any time, anywhere you go, you could find yourself having to fight for your life or someone you love. So why not be prepared for that? Why dismiss that as a possibility, no matter how safe or of a life you've lived? It only takes that one moment. It's funny that I've fallen into this type of programming as my standard workout now in my life. You think I would have started this or trained like this when I was in the Marine Corps, but I didn't. You know, I always talk about how I was probably in the best shape of my life when I was in Afghanistan. I mean, it was textbook tactical athlete 101, right? When you gear up for patrol, weighed down with ammo, plate carrier, weapons, radios. We check over, trek over uneven terrain, jump over wide canals, sprint and run when we were engaged in a firefight, kneeling, crawling on the ground, climbing. We did it all. Then I'd work out, lift at the patrols, at the patrol base's gym. You know, after I was hitting all my systems, and it's funny because even then I joked about how to be a hell of a workout program to like bring people out to some semi-arid place and just spend a month with them and be like, fucking every day you just go on random 8, 6, 9 mile simulated patrols loaded down with gear. I guarantee you everyone would come out of there 30 pounds less. No problem. You know, I'm actually really happy to see it. It seems like the tactical fitness space or training that adds in a lot of these functional elements, right? That moves the body in different planes of motion. It's good to see that they're becoming more popular. I think people would benefit more from training like a tactical athlete, right? Where you have to understand that, you know, as I said in the beginning, we're meant to move. We're meant to be strong. We're meant to crawl and be mobile for a long, long part of our lives, you know, well into our elderly state. It seems like I hate on bodybuilding a lot, but I mean, we talk about function and form, and you know, with that, the tactical athlete is training for that function, and form is not so much important, you know, the looks or anything like that, or getting a muscle pumped or making a muscle look a certain way under lights greased up with tanning juice. So hopefully I informed you. The key I've learned of these podcasts is I know time is valuable. So I found the key is to just kind of keep it fucking short and sweet. Say what I need to say. And get the fuck on out. And so far it seems to be working. You know, I hope you gained something from each one. Maybe have a little bit more of an understanding of what a tactical athlete is. Remember, you can always reach out to me on Instagram. Ask questions. If you ever want me to expand on anything, The Heathen Machine on Instagram. If you have anything you want to chime in on, you know, in terms of what a tactical athlete is, you know, send me a message. But don't let the term tactical athlete turn you away from training that says something like that. You know, remember, you'd probably live a better life, right, when you're training for function. You're going to be mobile. You're going to be agile. You're going to feel stronger. You're not going to be someone who's complaining about back problems. You know, it's about being a more functional human, a stronger human. And I think really this style of training is becoming more prevalent and popular is because people are bored and they want something else. So yeah, that's what I have to say on all that. Again, I hope you gain a bit of insight. Reach out. New episodes of the Heathen Machine Chronicles drop Wednesday. They can be found on all podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and so on. And so I appreciate all of you for listening, for hopping on board this journey. I don't know where it's going. It was pretty cool. A lot of positive feedback on the podcast. And that makes me want to keep doing them. From deep in the Ozark foothills, Heathen Machine out.